Well, it's about time. I have always wanted to do a podcast video or patio on common questions from university students about entering the world of acting professionally. That's today's podcast and video or patio called Casting Actors Cast.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. It's the podcast for actors in the business of show with casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Visit us at castingactorscast.com for more information. Please remember to subscribe and like Casting Actors Cast. Here is your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I am Jeffrey Dreisbach, your patio host. That's your podcast video host, sharing information, insights, tips, and answering questions about the business of acting professionally. I'm a casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York, and we've been doing these podcasts for quite some time now. Oh gosh, almost getting up to 2 years in a few months. And I am so excited that you're here. It's really great to have you here. So today's episode is all about common questions that I receive from university students from all over the country, not only through the podcast, but I love teaching and I love going out and doing workshops and seminars. And I've traveled quite a bit this year, and my calendar is getting full for next year as well. So it's very, very exciting. But, you know, if I could, codify, if I could put together those common questions that I get at almost every college or university setting, questions that students have about the business of the business, I thought that would be a great idea to put into a single patio podcast video. So stay tuned for that. We're going to get to a lot of those questions, and maybe some of the questions you have are going to be answered in today's episode. But first, this is that moment in the podcast where I would like to say thank you for tuning in. CastingActorsCast.com is the place you want to go if you want some additional information. If you want a free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors, then all you need to do is to go to the website, click on Dive into the Talent Pool. You know, a little funny humor moment there. And that'll take you directly to a downloadable PDF of that book. And that's absolutely free of charge. It's just my way of wanting to give back to you and to continue to develop and grow this wonderful community of actors in Casting Actors Cast. So please do that. And finally, my one big request is that please leave a like or a review if you could, whoever your podcast provider is. I'm really excited about getting these numbers up, and I would really love it if you could leave and take just a moment and let me know what you're thinking. Let others know about this podcast, because I think it has some value. I know that people from all over the world have been sending me all kinds of notes of thanks, and I just want to continue that so you can help me very much. That's all I'm asking that you do. So thank you very much for that. Now let's get to the subject at hand, shall we? Common questions from university students. As I mentioned, my wife and I, and solo and together, we travel almost every weekend. We're going to someplace, either college or university, or we're going to the theater. We're just so busy. And I love it like that. I love it when it's busy like that. And I love teaching so much. But it's really funny to me because I get the same or similar questions just about from every college or university student. So why not do a podcast about those questions? And I'm going to do my best to answer those questions so that you feel more comfortable, that you feel more confident, that you feel better about your next steps as you become and go from being a student to being an actor. So let's get to a couple of those questions. I wrote them down because, you know, we're all getting a little older and, you know, brain cells are dying, sadly. Anyway, let's get to a couple of the questions. So the one big question I almost get all the time is, should I go to New York or should I go to Los Angeles? As if to say, those are the only two places. And I'm so torn between New York and LA. And I have a response to that. And the response is, have you looked at all of the options that might be available to you. Sure, New York is great. New York is great because it's got theater. There are more television projects and movie projects shooting in New York now than at any other time in its history. Broadway grosses are at their all-time high. And because of the theater opportunities that are found here in New York, you could really do well by going out and exploring some of those choices. Los Angeles is fantastic. It's a beautiful place to live. Obviously, it's the mecca of the film and television world. So depending upon what you're interested in doing, Los Angeles might be the answer. But you know what? There are lots of other places too. Chicago has a fantastic theater scene. There's all kinds of opportunities there for work, not to mention the universities and the training and the culture in Chicago is a great place. Also, Atlanta, Georgia is seeing this huge growth of the film industry with studios being built there and all kinds of films in production in Atlanta, Georgia. So cast a wide net. And it still is, I have to say, kind of true that if you love theater and you want to do theater and maybe some film and television, then New York is pretty much a place that you should consider going. But like I said, Chicago is great. Also, Washington, D.C. is great. It's a wonderful theater town as well. Atlanta for film. Then there's Los Angeles. Now, rest assured that any huge project or any huge production, for example, a TV series or a larger budgeted feature film, pretty much casting is happening simultaneously in both New York and Los Angeles. So it's not a matter of missing out on one, you know, big project, you know, choice over another, because their casting is, you know, universal. Casting kind of does also cast a really wide net in terms of finding actors for projects. So there's no one place that is going to be better over another because casting takes place everywhere. So keep that in mind as well. I think it has much more to do with your own personal sensibilities. Do you like the lifestyle in California? A lot of people love that. You know, the sunshine, it's beautiful. And of course, there are also drawbacks. I think a lot of actors find that it kind of can be isolating sometimes. You certainly have to be in a car to go anywhere to auditions and meeting people and that sort of thing. So lots of driving in your future. In New York, of course, it's centrally located. I think that there is, in my opinion, this is my opinion, and I'm very biased, so, you know, take that with a grain, please. But I think that there is a sense of people are accessible in New York, not quite the same in Los Angeles, I think partly due to the driving situation. So those are kind of some thoughts that you might want to consider. New York or LA, don't just keep it to that. Open up all the options that are available to you. You know, when I was born and raised in Michigan, and I lived outside of Detroit, Michigan, and before I even came to New York, I took advantage of the commercials and the opportunities, the films, some commercial work, and lots of theater as well. I took advantage of that so that by the time I decided to come to New York, I had already gotten my SAG and AFTRA cards. Those were two different unions at that time. And so I was able to join Equity really, really easily when I first got to New York. So I would encourage you to think of those kinds of options. What can help you feel grounded and feel more prepared for a professional career might not just be going to the big city right out of the gate. There may be some other considerations before you make those huge leaps. Something to keep in mind. Next question. Networking tips. How do I get an agent? How do I stay in touch? And those are very, very common questions as well. And there's no magical answer to your question. But I will say that making contact, whether it's through electronic means, by Facebook, by email, make sure you have a very legitimate reason for contacting those people in the industry for networking purposes. In other words, I receive every day, on a daily basis, I receive pictures and resumes from actors saying, if you think I'm right for anything, please let me know. You know what? I can't, my brain can't go there. Here's why. I'm working really, really hard on the projects that I'm working on. And just giving a general here I am kind of solicitation does not help me help you. The better choice is to, if you know that I'm working on something specifically and you've cast yourself well by thinking, gosh, I know I could do this part, then that's an additional reason that you want to make contact. Perhaps I've had a class with you. Perhaps I've met you. That's another good reason to say, gosh, I had this wonderful class with you and I see that you're casting such and such. I would love to be considered. That's great. That's helpful to me. What's not helpful are those unsolicited contacts. So when you're networking, make sure that there is an additional reason to make contact other than I'm an anxious actor looking for work. I hope that makes sense, because that could really make a big difference and certainly a much more positive impact, because it shows that you are of the world, see? It doesn't say, I'm just kind of green and looking for a job. It says much more about, I'm in the business with you, and let's see if we can work together. That's a much better approach, I think, overall. So those are some networking tips. Make sure that your pictures and resumes are up to date. From whatever college or university you're coming from, you've probably gotten a connection with a photographer. You probably made some pictures. Please, please, please do the research. A professional headshot photographer is a lot different than a wedding photographer in a state in the middle of the country. I can promise you there are very distinct differences in those photographs. And again, you want to make yourself available to the world that you're going to be in. So it might be a good idea to just decide that if you are going to go to one of these larger markets, that you're going to wait before you get new headshots until you get to the city, but you've earmarked some financial resources for those new pictures. You cannot sort of jump the gun because of the nature of a headshot and the current trend that's taking place with headshots. You want to be on the forefront of what's going on. Just makes you look better. It puts you in a much better place. I hope that makes sense to you. For those of you coming in from outside the United States, I've gotten this question several times because Casting Actors Cast is going out all over the world. I would like to address this, and very much it's absolutely the case now that this is a very sensitive time for people from other countries coming into the United States. Now, there are work opportunities for those who have a student visa. There's an F1, for example, that will allow you to take classes and participate. And then after you taking classes at, let's say, accredited institution, you have what's called OPT, standing for Optional Practical Training. And that means that you have additional time to stay in the United States and accept employment opportunities in your field of study. So if you're an actor at a university from another country, make sure you look into what's called OPT, because that might afford you the opportunity to stay a little bit longer in the United States, and you are allowed to take opportunities in employment in that chosen profession as an actor. Something to look into. Next question, should I join the unions right away? Now, I've addressed this on several podcasts, and in fact, upcoming, the next podcast is all going to be about Actors Equity Association, so I'm going to answer a lot of your questions about the union specifically. But to join the union right away is a question I get all the time. My answer is this. Please do not be anxious to join the union right away. There are all kinds of shows and projects and film and television projects that are non-union that you wouldn't be able to take if you joined the union. I have never seen anyone join a union and actually get more employment. In this business, it doesn't quite work that way. My feeling about the union is you'll know when it's the right time. Whether you have an agent that's helping you or a manager that's helping you, or whether you've gotten a job on your own and it's a really good job and it might happen to be union, you know, then that might be the best opportunity to do it. But being anxious to join the union, it doesn't give you any more credibility as an actor if you're a union member today. Now, that was so different 20 years ago. It's almost like you had to be a member of the union in order to be considered a professional. That is not the case today. There are all kinds of non-union opportunities that I would love for you to take a look at before you commit those kinds of resources, i.e. money, into joining a union. And plus the awareness that you're not allowed to take any non-union job once you're a member of the union, and that's forever. So please don't be anxious about joining a union. The way I feel about it, it will happen when it is supposed to. I'm a little fatalistic about that, but I've not heard that that decision has been wrong from anybody. So something to think about. Also, is there a way that I, this is the next question, is there a way that I can accelerate the process of getting myself into the industry? In other words, are there any sort of tips or secrets or, I don't know, some kind of fast tracking to being an actor and getting professional jobs out there? And here's my answer. The best fast tracking that you can do is the following. Number one, make sure any television show that you're watching, any film that you go to, any theater that you go see, that you find out who is involved. That means the director. That means a producer. That means the casting director. Don't just be a passive viewer, listener, watcher of what's taking place in the industry now. Know those names. Look them up on the internet. So, in other words, make this a real project for you to have a broad-based knowledge about what's taking place and who's involved in these new projects. Now, we're having this amazing explosion with Netflix, with Amazon, with all of these, you know, the original programming is just crazy. And that means that there's just more product out there. But that really becomes an opportunity for you to collect more information about who are the players involved behind the scenes in these projects. Because I'll tell you, if you decide to be knowledgeable about those people in the industry, you're going to be in a much more confident place, and you're going to start seeing the same names over and over again. You're going to start understanding exactly how these jobs happened for these people. And if you know who's casting, then you'll find out that the casting director is doing another project, and you go in that audition, you say, gosh, I really love the show that you worked on. You see, it puts you in a much more professional frame of reference when you're meeting these folks. So the answer to your question about accelerating the process is please remain curious. Remain curious about what's going on in the industry, so that you can feel like you're part of a community. Number one, that'll help you feel more confident, obviously. But also, as I said, it'll sort of bring together and coalesce all of these players into a world in which you'll have a much better comprehension of what's taking place. It's an amazing thing. I honestly think that that's maybe the number one thing I would want for you, is not to embrace the insular environment that you find yourself in college, but any time you see any kind of entertainment or any project that's going on outside your bubble, please make a note of what's going on. The transition will be so much easier and so much better for you. So those are some common questions from university students. There aren't any additional questions that you might have. I really would love to address them on the air. So all you have to do is write to me via Casting Actors Cast. Listen, I hope that this has been helpful. I hope that if you enjoyed what you've heard, if there's something that's been useful to you, that you'll leave me a review or a like, you know, something like that. That would be awesome. I hope you have a really, really great week. And we'll see you next time on Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.